This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la vacuna que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan.
Yep.
I have something I want to say.
What up?
If you're a regular listener to K100, you've heard us talk about our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition. Now, Nick Aldis may be on probation indefinitely, but he knows what he's doing when it comes to supplements, and you, our faithful K100 fan, have been proven it time and time again. In fact, Nick and his wife, Mickey James, were at WrestleCon in LA over WrestleMania weekend, and they met several K100 listeners who are now loyal LegacySubs.com customers as well, including this shout out here to Jay Baca, who was finally able to meet Nick in person and tell him that since he started using Legacy products about 1 year ago, he's lost over 50 pounds and over 10 inches from his waist. Jay was so excited to share his progress, he even bought his Legacy products with him to show Nick, and you can see those pictures at the LegacySubs.com Instagram page. Jay is currently using Absolute Men's Wellness Formula, MCT Oil Caps, and Ultimate Test Stack. We want to take a moment to give a shout out to Jay and huge congrats on your awesome progress, and shout out to Nick Aldis and Legacy Sports Nutrition for these amazing results. If you want to transform your body just like Jay, go to LegacySubs.com now and always use the code K100. That's K100. It's the most used code on the site ever. That's a testimony to our listeners. For 10% off your entire order and show your love and support for the show, level up with LegacySupps.com. Legacy Subs.
Yo, go check it out. They got pre-workout stuff. They got stuff to help you improve your memory. They got stuff for recuperation after workouts. What do you use, Joe?
Much like Jay, I also use the Ultimate Test Stack. I've been using that for a few months, and it's really helped when I do the fight camp workouts with energy and recovery, and also, of course, the recovery PM, as we all know, helps you sleep a lot better and you wake up very refreshed. So been recommending this for a long time, and I still do. I mean, it's very, very helpful stuff. It'll make you feel better.
We all use it. It's very effective. There's a reason why they've stayed with us. Our listeners have been buying it, and Jay Baca's proof of its effectiveness. So get healthy, stay healthy with Legacy Subs. Boom.
I think you could make a case that of all the podcasts out there, and if you look at all the fan bases of all the podcasts, that our fan base might be the most physically fit of all the podcasts. Because if Nick is selling it, like, we're the number one sellers of his products, and you would think they're... I mean, you see what wrestling fans look like generally, right, Conan? I mean, that's right. Kind of like, yeah. So we're helping... We're improving the lives of our listeners one day at a time.
And
what
I
do you think
they appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Yo, we're back with another segment of K100 Talks. This week, I'm going to pick the subject, and it'll be two, and then Disco has one. We'll just kind of go over them quick. The first one is the Fox News Dominion settlement doesn't end crisis for Rupert Murdoch's empire. Okay. So let me just read you a couple highlights here. Everybody knows about, you know, Fox has settled the defamation lawsuit bought by Dominion Voting Systems, but the company's troubles are far from over. I love the fact that they're not going to apologize. Bro, the fact that you're settling with them says you're, you know.
Right.
Here's the other thing. Smartmatic, which I never heard of. Smartmatic is a voting machine company, USA, is now putting in a defamation suit, and they're demanding $2.7 billion.
Well, for defamation from who? They buried them too?
Yes. Yeah.
I'd never even heard of Smartmatic. I'd heard of Dominion. I'd never heard of Smartmatic till now.
Me neither. I think that, you know.
They're probably seeing them writing checks, and they're like, well, let's just sue them, you know?
Who knows? Okay, but here's the other part. This is the most troubling part here. And Fox investors are lining up with their own lawsuits, alleging that Rupert Murdoch and other board members were derelict in their duties by allowing Fox News to promote election lies, which harmed the network's reputation as a news organization. Revelations from emails and text messages disclosed in the court motions tarnished Murdoch and high-profile hosts, including Tucker Carlson, Shane Hannity, and Maria Bartiromo. Murdoch and others privately indicated they knew former President Trump's stolen election claims were bogus, but they appeared to be more interested in protecting Fox News' big profits than telling the truth to its million of viewers, according to the court documents. Let me read one more thing. There's a huge amount of evidence that Murdoch is not on top of his game, Yale University management professor Jeffrey Sonnenfeld said Tuesday. The best case for him would be to acknowledge that he's lost control of the Foxenstein monster that he created. And then it says, emails reveal that Murdoch, the company's chairman, was uncomfortable with the election fraud claim, calling it crazy stuff, yet the amplification of the lies continued. When asked during the deposition whether he had the authority, this is very telling, whether he had the authority to stop the distortions, Murdoch replied, I could have, but I didn't. Such acknowledgement suggested Fox News leadership was indifferent to the truth, further weakening their standing in the Dominion case. What do you think of this?
So I've got this is my take. And the people, you know, because I lean right.
Right.
They always assume because so it's not even that. It's just like when I criticize left wing stuff,
right.
People just always assume that I watch Fox News.
Right.
Okay, I don't watch any mainstream news.
Right,
it's very clear to somebody with my intellectual quotient level that right. Fox News, OAN, CNN, MSNBC are all just propaganda. You can tell the tone of the reporting and what they're saying and bury the other side. They're just trying to brainwash you into agreeing that their side's right. Right. I don't really, I've never.
Let me interrupt you like you do me. Nothing. But the worst part is when you listen to the other side, they're saying the same thing as the other side, but in reverse.
Right. Different spin. Right.
You know, yeah.
Like, so in between there's the facts, and I've got my own spin on the facts. I don't need Fox News or CNN to – because everybody always – the funny thing about me is, like, when people, like, on Twitter say, like, oh, you're just repeating the Fox News talking points. I'm like, I don't watch Fox News. If I'm repeating a Fox News talking point, it's one of their talking – quote-unquote talking points that I've looked at that might be actually true. So right. It's like, you know, but since everybody – but bro, 35% of people – trust the news, 65% don't.
Right.
So nobody, the funniest thing about this lawsuit is, I think it's funny when they get sued like this, is like what are they, you know, like what where's the defamation in my opinion? Because like, nobody believes these people anyway. Two out of three people do not believe what Fox News is saying. Two out of three people do not believe what CNN says. Like, so it's defamation that the one out of the three, or like they thought it was true. Like, you know, so I don't know. It's like, you know.
You're supposed to be a credible news service. You're supposed
but they're not. But they're very obvious. Anybody looking at that doesn't see any credibility in this stuff, which is why people like, you know, by these polls show that they don't find them credible.
Think about it. Some people do believe it. Look at all the jack-offs that went over to the Capitol Hill thing. Remember?
Yeah. Yeah, brother. So, like, perfect example. There was a loss.
There's gullible people. There's dumb people. There's fucking mentally, you know, there's a lot. Bro, just to go out and protest, you know, mm-hmm. you got better things to do and maybe get shot or get in a fight, right. You know. So there's just a lot of weirdos out there.
I could see the funny
club on a nightly basis that you're like.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, like the specifically with the Dominion stuff,
right?
Is like, you know, everybody was saying, like, guys like me, it's like they're voter fraud. Okay, where's the evidence?
Right.
If you could show me a hacked computer or something, like show the evidence, but they kept driving something. The funny thing is, like, I love how like the CNN and MSNBC are always like Fox lies, Fox. Bro, Rachel Maddow was sued for defamation by OAN. Okay, because she had made some claims about OAN and everything. They sued her for like $10 million and stuff, right? Her lawyers argued that she is an opinion journalist and should not be taken seriously. And the judge agreed, and OAN lost the suit.
Wow.
Like they literally agreed that she was full of shit and nobody really believed her anyway. So she can't be sued for defamation. She won the suit.
Not able to use case to help their case.
I mean, you would think, but it's like, you know, I mean, bro, everybody thinks the news is full of shit except for like one out of three people.
I got something. Why didn't the news go back to how it used to be and have people believe in them and really draw ratings? Because I think the lie is better than the truth. Is that it?
Who knows? There'll probably be some new news organization coming in and they'll just be the same propaganda shit, whatever. Brother Six, the mainstream media is where all the lies are, the propaganda. It's like you got to go to independent journalists that are calling out both sides on the bullshit. You know, right. So that's where I find myself. So Conan, guess what?
What up?
You know, spring has sprung, and our friends at Manscaped have the best tools for some spring cleaning. And they've already helped you tidy up all the nooks and crannies of your body's basement. But this year, Manscaped can help you get the perfect presentation on that beautiful face with the new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Now, there's a lot of neckbeards in professional wrestling, all right? So make sure you look your best this spring by using the code K100 to get 20% off, plus free shipping at manscaped.com. So for all you neckbeards out there, I know there's some, you know, there are a lot of you, but the ones that have the well-trimmed beard, it's time to tame your mane with the Beard Hedger Pro Kit. The sun is peeking back out, which means you'll have to show your face in the daylight again. That's right, you got to get out of the house. So use the kit to make sure your scruff looks award-winning, whether you've got glorious beard flow or some smooth, sleek cheeks. So the kit starts off with the Beard Hedger. It's a waterproof cordless trimmer with a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair-cutting lengths. That's 20 lengths. That's a lot, all with one guard. So no more messy drawers full of add-ons. Like, you know how you have all these guards and you have to keep them in your drawer and they're lying all over the place? You know, it's funny, too, because my cats steal the guards.
Right.
And go and play with them. Like, I'll come home and I got the guards of my my beard trimmer, Beard Hedger, are on the steps, are on my trimmers, right? Yeah. Okay, so no more of that with the Beard Hedger. It comes a titanium-coated T-blades that are tough on hair but smooth on your face, leading to single-stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. It's a high-tech piece of art, a travel-sized package with a long-lasting battery, universal charging, and a strong motor, right? So you don't have to worry about charging it all the time. And next, the kit is the liquid goods that make you feel good. Start with the beard shampoo and conditioner. You gotta have that. You can't treat your beard like you treat your pubes. That's why the kit is a special shampoo and conditioner, specially designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, that's very key, and replenish your beard's natural oils and promote beard health. It also has this the Manscaped Beard Oil. And the nutrient-infused oil relieves dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath while adding a little shimmer and shine to liven up the look. And then it has the Beard Balm. And it's a pomade that shapes, styles, and moisturizes, bringing the amazing scent of fresh eucalyptus, rosemary, and lavender essential oil. So it's got like a, you know, like a gel for your beard. It's awesome. So not to mention the Beard Hedger Pro Beard Kit also comes with three free gifts. A beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. So if you have a beard, or if you want to grow a beard, you got to use this. It's the Beard Hedger. And you can save 20% off for free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off for free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's M-A-N-S-C-A-P-E-D.com. Focus on the face and use the Beard Hedger Pro Kit for the cleanest look in the game. And if you want to start a beard, You have to get this product.
This is incredible. If you haven't purchased this yet, you'll be happy you did when you do. So get all your grooming needs at manscaped.com. Boom.
It's a hell of a deal.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
What's your second topic?
So the second topic is, I had to write down because there's quite a few facts here.
Uh-huh.
I was on a plane. And I was reading USA Today, which, by the way, used to be very popular. It isn't today, and it used to be much bigger, and it isn't. And you should see the sports. It makes you want to cry.
Right.
The sports used to be.
Yeah, I used to like the USA Today sports section.
Yeah, right, me too. You should see it now. It makes you cry. But there was something interesting that caught my attention. So this is mass killings. This is a Northeastern University mass killing database. Contains information on incidents, offenders, victims and weapons for all multiple homicides with four or more victims killed in the United States from 2006 to the present. Okay. The definition of a mass killing is defined as intentional killing of four or more victims, excluding the deaths of onboard children. Okay. So 2,829 victims have lost their lives since 2006, but that's just a part of the larger violence of mass killings. There's also been mass killings by guns, knives, fires, vehicles, and other weapons in public and private. A guy who kills his wife and children and sometimes then kills himself is the most common type of mass killing.
65%, I believe, is the number on mass killings are domestic.
How wild is that?
Not really wild at all if you think about it. Because think about this. And I think I saw this, the data that you're looking at the other day, and I was interested in it too. The thing that we kind of like that the media amplifies is random killing of innocent people, just like school children,
right?
Where there's no domestic makes perfect sense. You have adultery, you have heated arguments. You have stealing, that brings on emotional responses that leads them. And plus, a lot of people in the home have gun, are gun owners. They have a gun and the husband is like getting ready to abuse the wife and the wife shoots him. We don't really hear a lot of stuff like that, but that 65% of the cases are stuff like that, domestic cases, right?
Or the wife wants to leave him, and he's like, "You ain't going nowhere."
Right, and then it ends up in a killing, and the kid comes in and gets right. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I can
okay.
see that.
But the ones that get amplified by the media are the random stuff.
Right.
Like, why would somebody get an AR-15 to march into a school and just shoot people? You don't even that seems very that's a definite outlier to the real problem. And the thing is,
You have to have a mental health issue to pick up a gun and go into a school and shoot. Let's say you hit your victims, but then you hit random people. You're in that space.
Right. And that is a very extreme part of the killings.
Right.
Like that, 65, that's maybe like 1% to 2% of like the actual mass shootings.
By the way, mass killings take place far more often in private homes than in schools, supermarkets, churches. Okay. Mm-hmm. But here's the one that I wanted to tell you. Mass shootings in which family members or intimate partners are targeted are twice as common as fatal public mass shootings in which strangers are killed.
Right. Now, also, another large chunk of that is gang violence. drive-bys, and that's, you know, and we don't really even, like, the media doesn't really cover that, because that's just kind of like, unless the gangs just disappear, we're going to get gang violence. All the, you know, gangs fight each other, and they kill children and stuff and everything. So it's like, but the thing is, the media always focuses on the most emotional types of mass shootings, which is kids getting shot randomly that were in school, and they focus on that, and like they think that like that's the problem. That's not the problem. That's a very small percentage of the problem. The problem is the domestic violence.
Right.
You know, 65. You know, so what do you do? It's like you can't. You have to give guns to people to protect themselves, because what would, you know, if you know the domestic violence, like what you said the other thing, a lot of stabbings.
Right.
A lot of probably strangulation, a lot of like, you know, a lot of beating people to death for people that don't have guns. Domestic violence is not going to discontinue. So the question is like, what? Like I've always asked this question when it comes to like, you know, like we could agree that like, you know, the big argument is like nobody should own an AR-15. I'm like, okay, well, in a country where we kind of demonize police and there's 2 million gang members, if you want to take away all the AR-15s, it's like the only people left for the AR-15s are the police and the gang members. Would you feel safe not being able to own an AR-15 if the gangs and the cops are going to go shoot? You know, could have that type of freedom, and you don't. You know what I'm saying? So
come and get attacked by gang members unless you're in that type of life. You know?
Or they could randomly they can rob shit and stuff and go. You know, who knows what gangs could do? That's what I'm saying. It's like from a moral standpoint and the Second Amendment, you know, rights. You could make a case that everybody should be able to own an AR-15 because they do exist.
Yeah,
and you can't – okay. All right, we could disagree with that. But here's my second thing.
This is what I would say. If you're caught with an AR-15, you're put in jail for, let's say, 5 years. Let's say, right? Not too many people are going to want to have an AR-15. You just have to have stronger laws. That's my point of view.
All right.
Let me just say another thing that I wanted you to know about. Guns surpass car act. This I did not know, did not even think. Guns surpass car accidents as the leading cause of death for children and teenagers in 2020. Wow.
Yeah.
That's
violence increases. But I bet you it surpassed it for the first time in a while. I saw a stat today driving down the highway. Okay. And if you want to you know, we kind of amplify gun deaths and like the gun issue, guns, like guns kill, like we got to get rid of guns, right? There's a sign on the highway when I'm driving down I-15 to go to work, and it says flashing, 43% of car accidents involve drivers that are impaired. Okay. So it's 2 out of 5
right.
Car accidents are impaired. So my question is, okay, all right, what do we do? Do we ban alcohol and drugs? I mean, if you want to cut back on 40% of deaths involved, like you could bring up those arguments.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? But that doesn't really make sense. It's like
just like the guns, you just strengthen the laws for being caught DUI, and most people be like, "I'm not going to drink. I'll get an Uber."
Right.
So, got to be stronger. You got to be going, I don't want to take that chance that I get caught and I go to jail for 5 years for this shit.
Right.
You know.
So Conan,
what up?
I've been training. And
right.
I've been taking my AG1 by Athletic Greens every day. What a product. Everything you need. I used to take a lot of vitamins. Okay, I'm a pretty healthy guy. I'm very much into personal health, diet, exercise. But I was taking – I had all my vitamins, and I had like 8-9 bottles of vitamins that I would take. Athletic Greens is the perfect replacement for that. It's got 75 high-quality ingredients. Like I said, everything you need. It's a comprehensive health and power of habit in one. It's great for recovery. I take mine after my workout. You can take it. There's many different ways you can take it, but taking it after the workout is perfect for me because I get my nutrition like right when I'm done working out because I do intermittent fasting. So it's like, it's perfect. It inspires me to be as great as the athletes that I'm a fan of. You know, I like to work out, and like these guys take this too. It's like AG1 is so much more than a greens powder. It's all of your key health products in one. Joe, you've been taking it too, right?
Yeah, and as you mentioned before, you can, you know, drink it in the morning, drink it later on in the day after a workout. I kind of rotate, just depends on how I'm feeling that day, but I love having it in the morning. I did replace coffee with it, and sometimes I'll use it after I do my fight camp workout. So, but the taste is great, and you feel noticeably different. You know, sometimes later in the day, you get a little lethargic and whatnot. Just pop in your AG1 by Athletic Greens, have your drink, and or take it to the gym, you know. It works very, very well.
Yeah, you get your daily nutrients, 75 high-quality ingredients, all in one. It's a comprehensive solution, and it's what you need for your supplemental routine. The Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/Konien. That's athleticgreens.com/KONNAN. Check this product out. I use it every day. Joe Rogan uses them as a sponsor. You can tell this is the type of product that if you're into physical fitness and you're into personal health, you need AG1 by Athletic Greens.
Yo, and real quick, it contains chlorophyll, which carries oxygen to the blood cells. It boosts your immune system, better digestion, whole plethora of things. All three of us use it. We all swear by it.
So check that out at athleticgreens.com/Konien.
Boom.
Let me get this other one too. So this is my take on 65% of the domestic the shootings are domestic, right? But my question is, like, you could get to the core problem, like in countries like England where guns are not allowed at all.
Right.
Guns are not allowed at all, but there's tons of knife deaths.
Yeah.
A lot. Way. That's a gruesome way to kill somebody, right? My question would be if you want to be like England, okay. And I say this is like, we always think of guns as like guys killing people and stuff. But my question is like, what do you say? We want to go to the England route, and you're not allowed to own a gun, right? Well, my question is, okay, what if you're a single mother that has been in an abusive relationship, and you're fearing for your life from your ex, and you don't trust the cops to show up in time? What do you say to a girl like that wants to have a gun to protect herself?
I don't know what I can tell you there except get a restraining order, which wouldn't stop him if he wanted to do it anyway.
So it's a good case of like, okay, we can't just get rid of guns altogether.
Yeah.
Because you can't, women have to be, that's their protection against the physical domination of the man from physically harming them. So it's like, bro, it's like there's a lot of nuance in this conversation, a lot of context, a lot of questions to be asked other than like, but every time the media just gets involved, it's like, guns are bad. Well, yeah, it sucks when kids are getting shot in school, but like there's tons of other gun violence that you never bring up when it happens that's problematic too.
Right.
So it's like, I don't know. It's like,
I think we need stricter gun control laws. And
I wouldn't disagree with that, but like how do you get to that point and what are they?
Well, we would have to sit down and a committee, right, with professional people from the gun industry, people, and we don't have enough time to go into it.
Right.
Into it. But
right.
I just wanted to give you some other stats.
Okay.
Listen to this. Bro, when you were in school, Glenn, how much security, if at all, was at your school?
Didn't need any. Okay. There wasn't the vibe. The mid-80s.
All of the years that I went to school, there was nobody. There was one school where there was one guy. One school that I went to, there was one guy that was at the front. And if you didn't share your ID, he didn't have a gun. He wasn't armed. He didn't have a fucking club. There was no fucking, what's that shit you go through in the airport, metal detector, none of that shit, right?
Right.
Listen to this. The school security industry has grown into a $3.1 billion a year market. But here's the best part of this. But our database shows that when it comes to mass killing, most children die at home.
Yeah.
How odd is that?
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Also,
men who own handguns are almost 8 times more likely to die of gun suicides than men who don't.
Right. That makes sense.
Mass killers often take their own life after shooting their victims.
Correct.
Mass killers are typically angry, aggrieved, emotionally unstable people who seek retribution or revenge for perceived mistreatment, rejection, or humiliation.
Correct.
Offenders are often socially isolated and have limited social support. That's not a surprise.
Right.
Let me just say... there's some other stuff, but I think we've gone over it enough.
Right. Yeah.
It's fascinating. Some of the statistics I just threw at you.
Yeah. I want to talk about real quick. Do you see this is so funny. I Elon Musk is so much more of a more entertaining owner of Twitter than that at Jack guy was. He was like the most boring person on the planet. So Elon Musk on 420, very significant that date, removed everybody's blue check marks, all the legacy blue check marks, okay? Except for William Shatner. LeBron James and Stephen King, okay? Right. And they were two of the three of the most outspoken people that I'm not – but bro, right. Okay, I love the virtue signaling of people saying, I'm not going to – like, what would I go blue – like about the blue check marks? Like, dude, come on. You're worth millions of dollars.
Right.
Okay. It's literally 27 cents a day. Every month on my Google Pay alert, okay, you have just sent a payment to Hulu. You have just sent a payment to ESPN.com. Bro, don't sit there and tell me that you can't just plug in your auto pay,
for the blue check mark. Had the $8 taken out each month. And it pops up as an alert, a notification on your phone. And that is any significant loss to you. I mean, come on. Like, bro, the phoniness of like people that, and brother, the Elon Musk is great. I love the way he's taking them away because he's showing how petty these people are that don't want to depart with the $8, you know?
If you're a star, you always get free swag, free sneakers, free this. You know, right. You're used to getting everything free and not paying for shit. They're right. Like, should I pay for this? You know?
Right. But 27 cents a day is like absurd. You know, come on. That's absurd. You know, it's like, I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean,
especially if you're monetizing it. You're not making more than $8 a month. Come on.
Right. I mean, I don't have the blue check mark, but I'm not virtue signaling and saying I'm not going to. I just never got it because I never had it. Right. And it's like I'm not on Twitter trying to expand my brand and just I'm just on there. You know, it's like I just tweeting. I got friends I follow. As you know, bro. Remember when I was like I was just a lurker on Twitter.
Right.
And then remember like years ago, Kidman outed me.
Right.
On Twitter, like, hey, give him a follow. And then all of a sudden, it's like, now people are following. And then I kind of just, you know, got involved in, bro, I might have just been a lurker and just, like, just following sites and never tweeting like I was for a whole year before that.
Right.
You know? So, I don't know. I think it's funny.
I agree with you.
I may get the blue check mark if I ever quit my job at Sapphire and I need more of a profile on here and I'm trying to draw. But I just tweet to the people that follow me. That's the way I look at it.
Glenn. How hard is it to go on your page and figure out if it's you or not?
Yeah.
You know?
It's not hard. So we'll see. I don't know. It'd be funny when all these people eventually you see their blue check marks pop up again. It'll be like, you know, what happened, you know?
All right. So that's been K100 Talks. If you got any comments, opinions, whatever, send it to K100questions@gmail.com. Boom.